Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
What's up, Daily Virtue fam? Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more clarity and confidence. Today, we're diving deep into something that's absolutely essential for leveling up in all areas of life: self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster, going from 0 to 60 with no warning? Or maybe you find yourself reacting impulsively without even realizing why? That's where these two powerhouses come into play. Self-awareness is essentially understanding your own thoughts, feelings, and motivations, knowing your triggers, strengths, and weaknesses. Think of it as taking a deep dive into the inner workings of your own mind. Emotional intelligence, on the other hand, is about recognizing and managing those emotions effectively, both yours and others. It's about building empathy, understanding different perspectives, and navigating social situations with grace and composure. Now, why are these things so darn important? Well, let's face it, life can be a whirlwind of challenges and opportunities. The more self-aware you are, the better equipped you are to handle stress, make sound decisions, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, what are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate these crucial skills? Let's break it down. 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. Notice those physical sensations that accompany emotions: a racing heart, a tightening in your chest, clenched fists. Think of mindfulness as training your emotional radar. The more you practice, the better you'll become at recognizing these subtle cues. Journaling can be a game changer here. Get those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto paper. 2. Embrace feedback like a champ. We all crave that validation, right? But feedback, even the tough stuff, is an invaluable tool for growth. It can shed light on blind spots you might not even realize exist. When someone gives you constructive criticism, don't get defensive. Instead, listen with an open mind, ask clarifying questions, and use it as a chance to learn and improve. 3. Emotional regulation. The art of chill. Think of your emotions like waves, they come and go. Learning to regulate them means acknowledging those feelings without letting them completely control you. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a step back. Practice deep breathing exercises, engage in physical activity, or simply take a few moments to center yourself. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, but rather managing them effectively. 4. Empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes. This one is all about understanding and connecting with others on an emotional level. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Active listening is key here. Really pay attention to what they are saying, both verbally and non-verbally. 5. Self-compassion. Be your own best friend. We all make mistakes, face setbacks, and have moments of doubt. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, self-criticism is rarely helpful, it just amplifies negativity. Practice self-care, acknowledge your strengths, and celebrate your accomplishments. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and stress levels are sky high. Your colleague bursts into the room, visibly frustrated, complaining about a project that's gone off the rails. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, you take a deep breath, acknowledge their frustration, and calmly offer your support. You remind yourself to stay centered, focus on solutions, and contribute positively to the situation. By practicing self-awareness and emotional intelligence, you navigate this challenging moment with grace and composure, diffusing tension and fostering collaboration. T. This isn't just some abstract concept, it's a toolkit for everyday life. By consciously developing these skills, you can transform your relationships, boost your confidence, and ultimately live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small wins, and keep striving for growth. So, what are you waiting for? Stop practicing mindfulness today, seek out feedback, and work on understanding your emotional triggers. remember to show yourself compassion and celebrate your progress. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me back here tomorrow for another dose of daily virtue. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.